League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. I'm joined now by Peter Watson from Watson's Wi-Fi with his take on the week, amongst other things. How are you today, Peter?
Very well, thank you.
Right. What's been on your mind? Have you been flying in on a runway of excitement?
As always. Okay. Is there a week when I'm not? Basically. Right, so this week, very eventful. We had actually some very interesting UK GDP figures yesterday, up 0.5%. Best performing economy in the world, you'll be glad to hear. Then we had some Spanish employment figures as well, very good news for Spain, especially going into...
Three people back in work.
That's right. Well, it's now only 18.9%, which is still... reasonably high, I would suggest. But then again, it is down from Q4 in 2009, where it was about 27%. So it's going in the right direction, and it's particularly impressive considering that Spain hasn't actually had a proper government since December last year.
I think that's actually why things are improving so much.
There you go. Maybe we shouldn't have governments.
And, that's anarchy in the UK.
There you go.
There you go.
I've heard that somewhere. Yeah. The other thing as well is there's been a lot of IPO action or inaction this week. So we had O2 and Mysis. They cancelled their IPOs yesterday, and that's following...
Isn't it ridiculous? I mean, they've got the stock market at record highs.
Yes.
And they're bottling it.
Well, this is the thing, isn't it, really? I mean, I suppose with IPOs, yes, you want to go into a strengthening market, but maybe I suppose a lot of investors feel that some of the valuations are pretty toppy, and maybe the index itself is pretty toppy. So I think there was a recent one... which one it was now, but anyway, that's, you know, it's sort of underwater. So I think it's a difficult market. Maybe it's the top of the market, I don't know. But anyway, those have cancelled. So that follows on from the likes of Krispy Kreme, TI Fluid Systems. I think they were bought out by their parent company. They were thinking of doing an IPO, and I think Pure Gym as well was another one.
That's right.
So they were thinking of doing it. So having said that, on the positive side in terms of M&A, you've got Qualcomm buying NXP and also AT&T and Time Warner. Not sure how those will go. I suppose Qualcomm NXP sounds reasonable because there's not so much overlap, but AT&T and Time Warner sounds like it's going to be tricky.
I think Pure Gym and Krispy Kreme should have merged.
That is a great idea. Call it Krispy Gym, perhaps.
Yeah, but you go there, yeah. You know, you eat your donut, and yeah. Then you just burn it off afterwards, yeah. And then you come out again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely perfect.
Yeah, that is a great idea. M&A heard right here.
In the old days, I think Whitbread had they had the David Lloyd tennis thing.
Yes,
and they had Pizza Hut. So, you know, yeah. This is just, I'm just following on from that, really. I mean, and it did so well.
Brilliant.
Now you've got Costa Coffee and Travelodge or whatever it is, but that's not quite, you know.
Wasn't it BAT used to have an insurance arm as well, didn't they?
Life insurance.
That's another great combo.
Yeah, yes.
Apart from that, there were some mixed fortunes for handset makers this week. So you had Apple, which was disappointed again. It was...
The same phone again and again every year.
Yeah, with a better camera. Slightly thinner, with a battery that doesn't explode, crucially. So Apple, first annual decline in profit since 2001. You have Samsung, which I've obviously just mentioned, with the Galaxy Note debacle. That's impacted South Korea's GDP figures, which took a bit of a buffering. That was... You know, Samsung was one of the things, and the other thing was the strikes that are going on at Hyundai. That were going on in Hyundai. So very, very, very tricky there. And also you had BlackBerry, which announced its last ever in-house made phone called the DTEC 60. So sad day for them.
Sad day for the sad people who still use BlackBerries.
Well,
you see them, they're still there. I mean, yeah. What planet are they on?
There you go. But apparently the security is better, you see. That's what they're arguing. wonder whether it's going to be a slow death for BlackBerry generally as they concentrate on software like everyone else is doing. Who knows? But anyway, a Chinese company, Xiaomi, that they have introduced two new phones this week. Again, it just shows the contrast in terms of, you know, how much they're charging for their phones and what you get for your money. They're not here yet. They're not in the US yet. But if they, you know, when they do come, if they do come, it's going to shake things up quite seriously, I think. Then in terms of other company news, you've got Twitter, which is cutting 9% of their workforce, and they're getting rid of Vine, which is a bit of a shame, I think, because it just confirms it. I think Twitter's a one-trick pony. Tesla had their first profit for 3 years, which is impressive. But again, I think with Tesla, they've got to deliver on their delivery promises. And then Nintendo had a new... Do you like that? Nintendo had a new console out this week as well, which I'm sure you're going to be rushing off to put a pre-order on.
No, I've never been into that stuff. I've got that ping pong thing from the 70s. I'm sticking to that.
Excellent. But apart from that, I think theme for this week, lots of rising consumer prices. I just wonder whether the pressures... It seems to me that the pressures are mounting up at the moment in terms of prices in the shops. So you've got BRC figures showed... In terms of retail generally, the BRC showed the number of full-time workers in retail going down by 3%. Store closures are going up. And in terms of specific areas of retail, you've got French Connection has been having continued nightmares, and there are lots of rumours there about them being bought by someone, and also Gap is closing Banana Republic, which is a closed shop, just in case you weren't aware.
No,
it is
know
not
that
a
one.
Purveyor of fruit.
I like that brand.
Yeah, I thought you thought so. So anyway, but it's just a difficult time for fashion retailing. And then elsewhere, you've got prices being put under pressure by Nestle, who say that they're going to be putting prices up. And that follows on from Marmite Gate, of course, from Unilever a couple of weeks ago.
Well, luckily, there's nothing that Unilever make that I actually like eating.
Right.
It's rubbish, you know, it's all processed, you know, garbage from my point of view. So,
right.
You know, the Marmite, the Bovril, whatever it is. So I can live without that.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's much Nestle. But part of the Milky Bar,
right.
Apart from that... There's nothing they make that I would... When I don't,
right. I mean, do you treat your body's more of a temple,
it's a
than,
temple.
Than a nightclub?
Alcohol-based temple.
Right, excellent. So all sorts of pressures anyway, I think, building up. I wonder whether the retailers are going to try to hold off until Christmas and then put prices up after Christmas. But the pressures really are building. So if that happens... You just think that the consumer-led growth in the economy is going to look a bit shaky, and 2017 might look quite tricky. But there you go.
But the only thing is, I suppose people just borrow more to make up for the
more expensive. That's true. But I think that will only be a short-term solution before people really realise that you can't just keep borrowing forever.
Right. Well, they've done it for 10 years, 10, 20 years now, really. And as long as the house prices go up, it doesn't really matter, does it?
Yeah. But, I mean, I think that's a very... the house price situation, I think, is very polarised in certain areas. And so, although it feels like everything's going up all the time, and we're told that... the supply of housing is not keeping up with demand, you look at other areas of the country, and the picture's quite different.
What, Northumbria?
Well, any sort of north,
yeah. Luton.
I don't know about those places, but yeah, you know, sort of, there are pockets of places there.
Wales. The whole of Wales must be going. I mean, it must be going down. I think, you know.
I'm sure that yes, it's very steady, putting in a steady performance. Yes.
In a downward direction.
Yeah.
I can't remember which way the way they voted in the referendum.
I thought they were I thought they were for remaining in. I thought they were Remainers, but I don't know.
Then they deserve their property prices.
Here we go. Yeah. Right. Brilliant.
So that's it then. That's your offer.
No. There are a few other bits that I thought of. Offerings.
Offerings.
And so I thought I'd keep a seasonal theme. So obviously we're going into Halloween at the moment.
My favourite day of the year.
Brilliant. Sure that you have lots of candy to give out to the local trick-or-treaters. Well, here is an idea for something that would be good, potentially. I don't know if we can see that. Now, those are chocolate-covered sprouts. So at one fell swoop, you can get rid of the trick-or-treaters and give them one of their five a day at the same time. The only thing is, I would suggest that you might want to park your car in a garage or perhaps a few streets down, just in case it gets keyed the following day after getting the chocolate covered sprouts.
Well, I'll have to buy a car first in order to do that, but I can see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Maybe on my bicycle, I'll have to keep it covered.
Yes, I think so. And then just keeping on the food theme, there was an unusual dish that was spotted in Birmingham recently. So dried seafood with fried rice, and then there was another one there, which apparently is a very popular dish in Hong Kong.
From Mr. Fook.
Yes, but apparently the spelling is usually different to that. But
So it just lost something in translation.
It might well have done. Yes.
Right. Is that one the other that Chinese vegetable? Is that?
That's still okay.
That's okay. Nothing rude there at all.
No.
Yes, okay.
I just thought also I would give you an idea, because now we're coming into Christmas. I'm probably going to say give you a few more suggestions as we go into the end of the year. But there is a good Christmas stocking filler for you if you like cats or know someone who likes cats. This is called the Licky Brush. If you like cats, you may feel the need to help your cat by licking the cat as well. Now, I'm not aware of this as a dog person, per se, but this is an interesting new idea. You apparently bite on that bit there.
Right.
And then you do the licking motion with your licky brush. And apparently the cat really appreciates it, and there are no more hairballs.
And
everyone's a winner.
Do you think that could be used for any other purpose, that licky brush?
Quite possibly. But I mean, there's some very good quotes on the page, the product page. There is a good suggestion here. There's a invite your friends and their cats over for licky parties, which maybe that could be the new trend. I mean, you know, maybe that's something quite positive. Maybe as we move away from the scary clown, phenomenon, we could maybe all move towards using licky brushes and having licky parties.
I think, from my knowledge of animals and David Attenborough and everything else, that I think if you lick your cat, it probably thinks you're also a cat.
Right.
So it's a bonding thing as much as anything.
Yes.
Else, I presume. But,
yes.
I'll have to look into that. Yeah. I haven't really looked into that.
Well, certainly a great way of spending a little bit of cash in the Christmas. Obviously, not going into
debt. Filling out those empty hours that you might have over the Christmas period as well.
That's right. Brilliant.
Right. Well, on that note, Peter Watson from Watson's Wi-Fi, thank you very much for your contributions this week. They are particularly special.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.